Brandon Sproat's rough outing last night in a 4-3 loss to Pittsburgh has earned him a demotion. I'm Bill Scott with sports. With the addition of Dustin May at the trade deadline and Kyle Harrison returning to the rotation this week, the Brewers sending Sproat and reliever Garrett Stallings to AAA Nashville. Manager Pat Murphy on Sproat after last night's game.
You know, the kid is great. He's got so much potential. He really does. He has so much potential. But, you know, again, two out walks, things like that. That's big misses, wild pitches, you know, that stuff you got to keep under control.
Brewers will send Logan Henderson to the mound tonight. Game two of their series with the Pirates. The crew starts the day 5.5 in front of the Cubs in the National League Central. Did the Brewers do enough on the trade front to get them to and possibly win a World Series? President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold asked that question yesterday.
I try not to think that far ahead. Certainly that is on our mind, but we're trying to do what Murph talks about every night, which is win tonight.
Not exactly the response fans were looking for from the Brewers boss. Top prize in the trade process was Tarek Skubal, dealt by the Tigers to the Dodgers. LA gets its first look at Skubal in Dodger blue tonight against the Cubs in Chicago. Despite rookie kicker Trey Smack starting off 8 of 13 in field goals during training camp, coach Matt LaFleur not sweating things. LaFleur said he considers Smack's preparation for the regular season a work in progress.
I just think it's going to be a work in progress. I mean, I understand this is not our first time with a rookie kicker. So I know that there's going to be some good, and I know there's going to be some that he's going to want to have back. And I think that's just all part of the learning process.
Packers working in pads at training camp today. They'll get the day off tomorrow. Midwest League tonight, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers on the road against rival Beloit. The Skycart lead their division in the second half, 3.5 up on the Timber Rattlers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.